Actually, I'm the graduate. I'm from Rosario, Santa Fe, Argentina. So I came, I arrived at Villa Arcanza the 30th of July of 2007. And since then, I've been working with Dr. Mark Stewart at the Cotton Biotech Lab. So in my research, I analyzed a trait that has been introduced to Gossypium hirsutum from Gossypium armoriarum. As you can see here, the trait basically consists on a red pigmentation in anterwall cells. And in the population that I've been studying, it's segregated with different level of intensity. So I named 0, 1, and 3 to the plant with white anther, slightly red anther, and strongly red anther, respectively. So this is Gossypium armoriarum. It's a wild diploid related to cotton. It has red pigmentation in anterwall cells caused by production of flavonoids, which are of anthocyanin, which are compounds from the pathway of flavonoids. It normally grows in Baja California Sur and in desertic habitats with calcareous soil. There is production of flavonols and condensed tannins in white hunters of commercial variety of cotton. Then the reason I mentioned this is that these two compounds are also in the pathway of flavonoids and share a lot of enzymes in common to anthocyanin production. I will show you a pathway later. The trait was introduced to Gossypium hirsutum by crossing it with a synthetic allotetraploid of Gossypium arboreum and Gossypium armorianum. It segregates as one incompletely dominant gene. Serology has been made in the genus Gossypium related to anthocyanin production, R1, R2, and RD. It has been hypothesized that the red anther gene is an allele of the R1 gene, which causes red plant. This was based upon the fact that in an F2 population of a cross between a red plant and a red anther plant, both traits were never co-inherited in an homozygous phenotype. So which would be the potential use of the red anther gene? And you may know many crop has been modified with transgenes, and the transgenes are under the control of constitutive promoters. And in other words, the transgene has been expressed at every tissue in all developmental stages. So tissue-specific promoter can be used to target the expression of a transgene only to the tissue or cells of interest, avoiding any pleiotropic effects or waste of energy of transgene expression. In cotton, many fiber, seeds, and leaf-specific promoter has already been identified. And the red anther gene is particularly interesting as it could be used to target the expression of a toxin-coding gene only to anterwall cells, thus providing resistance to many insects that are known to attack flower buds. And besides, it would not affect pollinators as it's not been expressed in pollen. These are many of the insects that are known to attack flower buds. Here we have the cotton weevil, the cotton mollworm, and many other species. So we could target the expression of a toxin-coding gene, providing resistance to many of these insects. And it only would be expressed at immature flower buds and would remain until anthesis. So the objective of this research was to analyze the difference at the level of expression of the genes leading to anthocyanin production in white and red anthers, and try different techniques to try to separate this group of cells where the gene has been expressed in white and red anther as well. This will lead to a better understanding of the precise difference between white and red anther. As I mentioned before, there is production of other compounds from the pathway in pollen and in other cells of the anthers. So the enzymes, the genes were being expressed in white anther as well. So the red anther, the color is only present in anterwall cells, and it segregates with different level of intensity. Here you have three different hunters of 0, 1, and 3 plants. And you can screen the color in 3 millimeter flower buds. You can see that this is starting to produce anthocyanin. In 5 millimeter, it's a bit stronger. And finally, at more or less 8 or 10 millimeters, it reached to a high level of intensity. Flavonoids are a large family, compound from a large family that are widespread throughout the plant kingdom. Anthocyanins, which is one of the last products from the pathway, are colorful compounds responsible for most flower and fruit pigments. They serve as signals for pollinators and seed dispersers. Flavonoids, some of them absorb ultraviolet light, thus protecting the plant against it. They also play a role in plant pathogens interaction, so they serve as a defense mechanism. They are related also to pollen fertility and germination. The pathway is mostly regulated at the transcriptional level. So usually one or two transcription factors activate a set of genes from the pathway. Here is the pathway. So this is the compound, the pigment that causes the red color. And you can see the branches from the pathway leading to flavonols, which is producing pollen, and leading to condensed tannins, which are produced in white hunter as well. So these enzymes were also being expressed in white hunter. That's why I decided to make a real-time PCR in order to see the level of expression of these enzymes. So what I made was RNA extraction from different hunters, from 0, 1, and 3 hunters, and from flower bud of 4 and 10 millimeters. I made cDNA and real-time PCR and calculate the initial template with dark PCR version 1.0. So my experimental design was a full factorial between intensity and size. Intensity consisted in three different levels of intensity, 0, 1, and 3, and the size were from buds of 4 and 10 millimeters. I made a statistical analysis with ANOVA with a level of significance of 0.05. So what we can see here is that the difference between there were no statistically significant difference, but you can see a tendency to be for chalcone-isomerase and flavonoid 3-hydroxylase, is a tendency to be more expressed at plants of 3 intensity. These were not statistically significant. But what was interesting is that both of these genes seems to have a similar pattern to be more expressed at 3 intensity. This could mean that they are regulated. Its transcription could be regulated by the same transcription factor. The same happened here with a different pattern between these three genes. So you can see that the level of expression is down-regulated in one intensity and up-regulated in three intensity. This could mean that these three genes have been co-regulated by the same transcription factor. This is the level of expression between different intensity, and you have flower bud from 4 and 10 millimeters. So, what should be done is to develop a technique to separate only the cells from the hunter wall. Micropipering or laser micro dissection sound like good techniques in order to do this. In this way, we could find a more precise difference at the level of transcription. The gene could be either a gene from the pathway or a transcription factor. The only thing that we know is that it segregates as one gene. In our systems, for example, in apple, the presence of anthocyanin segregates with a mere transcription factor. As I mentioned before, the red hunter gene seems to be an allele of the R1 gene. So the R1 gene is already mapped, but it hasn't been sequenced. So if we could sequence this gene, we could make a better hypothesis to see if it is a transcription factor or a gene from the pathway. So as the red hunter gene seems to be an allele of the R1 gene, by sequencing the red plant gene, we could know if the red hunter gene is a gene from the pathway or a transcription factor. Finally, I would like to acknowledge Dr. Stewart, who gave me this possibility to come to Arkansas and supporting my investigation. I would also like to acknowledge Carlos Avila. He helped me a lot with all the procedures and analysis. And the people who helped me to come here, Susana Feldman, Silvina Gianmaria, and other people who helped me in my investigation, like Dr. Ken Korf, Julian Osorio, and Ana Camila Nader. Any questions?